This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If you're just joining us, happy Monday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the Falcons draft over the weekend. Again, a lot of pundits saying we hit it out of the park. We got everything we needed with our five picks. We didn't, you know, give up a whole lot when it comes to trying to make some other things happen in this draft. I thought they made smart deals. Mike and I were just talking off record, behind the scenes about the James Pierce pick. And again, I want to be clear on this. He hadn't played a down for us. I don't know how good he's going to be. But to me, this draft and the success of this entire draft looms on how well he plays. I mean, look, Xavier Watts could come in here and be a baller.
Okay? Him and Jesse Bates, now we just talked about, we rolled the dice with Justin Simmons, and unfortunately it didn't pan out. But this is a guy who's got more interceptions than anyone in the last 2 years in college football.
He's
how about
a player.
That?
He's a player.
Yeah.
And Billy Bowman can come in here, man. I said he was smallish over the weekend. People were asking me about him. Besides, look, when you're talking about a guy that's going to be mostly in the nickel, is what they're saying,
right.
But he's a guy that brings a hat. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes when you talk about the size, it's not the fight of the size of the dog, right? It's the fight in the dog. This is one of those guys, man. They list him at like 5'10", Mike, but he is a playmaker as well. You've got ball hawks and playmakers now in your secondary, and they doubled down basically on that position, right?
And now you got depth, and again, you can also, you know, use them. Again, special teams, I get all that stuff, but you're right. We got dudes. I like the Jack Nelson. I mean, I don't know, seventh round, the odds of that? We know seventh rounders
but
are rarely making a team.
He's played a lot of games.
And he's a big body from a big program. I know for a lot of guys, and we know that over the years, going small school kind of, you know, irks people when you have, you know, like, if Troy Andersen was a star, you wouldn't care where he went to school. He just can't stay healthy. But, I mean, the fact that, you know, it's SEC Notre Dame, SEC Wisconsin, Big Ten. You know, most people, that kind of checks a lot of boxes for some of our fans.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, guys, 4th and 1, and I have a story to tell you. You're not going to believe the story behind the story. Stay here. It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, behind the glass, Big O is hanging out. Of course, he is our engineer. As I said, Day-Day is executive producing. Coming up, our thoughts on what the Falcons have had to deal with this weekend. It is a huge story. We'll try to put it in perspective for you. That is on the way, but right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Win Friday, win Saturday, lose Sunday. That's a series win for our Braves. And yesterday, you know, they had a miscommunication in the outfield that cost them.
Painful.
Verdugo and Harris. I got it. You got it. I got it. Somebody's got to call for that ball. Either way, it drops. And we end up losing 6-4. But, Mike, when you talk about the Braves right now, it starts with Schwellebach, who was on the hill yesterday. And here's what our manager, by the way, Brian Snicker, had to say about his start.
Yeah, we just, you know, thought Schwellebach did a good job of minimizing and gotten some situations. We allowed him one run, but we just couldn't, you know, come back and things happened.
Yeah, I mean, you won a series. It still was a little bittersweet because the top of that inning, you left so many guys on base and you felt like you missed. And I know we've discussed this at length. I brought this up to you last week. Ozzie Albies is having some brutal at-bats with guys on base. And that was last night was another example. With two outs, he couldn't get the job done. But they really did, unfortunately, blow that game. But, hey, another series. And if you noticed, they're inching up to 500. So by the end of the month, Carl, should be right where they need to be.
Yeah, tonight.
After all the, obviously, the doom and gloom the first 2 weeks.
Well, and look, it's just hard. This is a long road back, but this is what we needed. I said, we got to start stacking series. Here's the deal about the next three. They suck. Colorado is the worst team in the major leagues. If you don't win these three, something happened. I don't know what's going on, okay?
Right.
This is a series, Mike, that's very winnable, and I don't care who you're throwing out on the mound. Guys, they've won 4 games this season. So
They're dreadful. And so you're right. To Carl's point, this is a good team to get healthy on. And right now we're still 6.5 games back. The Mets are just continue to be one of the hottest teams in baseball and do it with not necessarily a lot of run score, but a lot of great pitching every night out. So that's one team eventually we'll have to see and see what we can do against them. We got some roster moves with the Bravos. Chris, I'm sure I'll have something to say about this. Thomas, who never liked Jared Kelnick. I never liked that guy. Kelnick option to Gwinnett. Oh. Eddie Rosario has been signed. So I mean, we just keep going back and back. Grant joked around McCauley, said time is a flat circle. Remember True Detective? Also bringing back Ian Anderson, who, of course, got waived by the Angels after we sent him over there. So Ian Anderson will reunite with the Braves today, and Eddie Rosario is also back in Kelnick down to the minors.
What year is this?
Yeah, it is 2021 all over again.
No, it's 2025. Can we move forward?
They can't. They won't.
It's 2025.
Well, is it nostalgia or it's just, again, cheap options in a year? And now do you just admit that Kelnick is a bust?
Well, listen, he has options. It doesn't mean he's going away. They haven't designated him for assignment. No. This is why they signed him again. Under salary control, Chris. It's another reason why they signed him. You can do this, Mike, and experiment and play with it and see what you want to do, but they still have him under contract for little of nothing. With that said, you talked about Ozzie Albies. Let's hear what he had to say, Brian Snicker, about Ozzie.
We know what Oz has, you know, had 30 and 100 before and have some rough patches and still has a way of coming out of, you know what? Oz is great with hanging with himself. He doesn't put a lot of pressure, I don't think, and he has a lot of confidence and understands that this is a seven-month season and he could, you know, rattle off two great months then be right where you want him to be.
Yeah, he's batting .229. He's got 13 RBIs on the season for a guy that you really do expect a hell of a lot more from Carl. It's just been one of those, I got to be honest, one of those runs where you sit and you go, does he have a plan at the plate? And the lefty-righty thing continues to drive Braves fans crazy. I thought, you know, last year you and I were joking off the air, and I said, at some point, Ozzie's age is going to feel undervalued. Not right now. Right now, you feel like that contract's about right for what you're getting from Ozzie Albies.
By the way, Ian Anderson and me fussing about what year it is, 9 1/3 innings, guys, has not started all season. He has an 11 ERA. What are we doing?
You know, and the, was it Griffin Canning or Canning, whatever the dude was from the Angels we traded Soler for, guy's 3-1 with an ERA about 3. That was a guy that we actually had the rights to. That, I mean, I'm just saying, for all of the double-A bargain hunting, this guy, it was a dude you actually got in a trade and you let go, and now we're, I said a bad word, monkeying around with a lot of rehab. I mean, let's be honest, this is simply just a lot of just rehashing the old storylines to your point about what year this is.
All right, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It is our Atlanta Falcons. Terry Fontenot talking about his other picks, guys. We took in the fourth round of Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma. Guys, again, you doubled down two safeties, one in the third, one in the fourth. Here's Terry Fontenot on Billy Bowman.
If you don't enjoy watching him play, then you just don't like football. He flies around, tough, smart, extremely athletic, really versatile. I know Brick's talked about our vision of him playing in that nickel and all the things he can do there, whether he's a pressure player, whether he's covering people or playing the run, filling, takes the ball away at a high rate, not just in terms of interceptions and anticipating and pulling, taking away, but he's got ball awareness. We talked about the other day with Xavier. He's got ball awareness, so he takes it away. And, again, just an unreal competitor, next-level competitor. So very, very excited about him and what he brings to our team and our defense.
Safeties are so important, man. Right.
Surprised that wasn't a corner?
No, because, Mike, look.
We got a full safety room right now. Not everyone's going to be on this team.
Well, we do, but here's the deal. These type of players, Xavier Watts is a prime example, and we go back to, you know, the Keanu Neal move, Mike.
Right.
Safeties play such a big role in this kind of defense where you need a dude back there.
Your version of the nickel. Right.
You need a dude. And when you start talking about the corners, again, Mike Hughes, whatever you think of him, was not terrible, guys. And so you've increased and I think upped your secondary level of turnover potential with these ball hawks, with Jesse back there. They're going to learn under him. And Mike, I thought they were going to go again. I thought D-tackle, right? One of these picks was going to be D-tackle. They go safety, and it just tells me, okay, they're happy – or at least satisfied right now with the guys that they have in the corner room, but we're going to be better because of our safety play this year.
And as we always say, guys, there seems to be, it's almost like, you know, there's a run on a certain position. And to your point about, like, you know, why they went safety, there were a bunch of defensive tackles. The Bills went with a Walker, Deion Walker from Kentucky. 49ers went and got C.J. West out of Indiana. There was a couple of DTs that went. I don't know how high they were on our board, but at that point, unless you were going to use more draft equity from 2026, I don't think they wanted to do that anymore to move up. So that's why they went where they went. But yeah, there was basically there was not much as far as a corner or a DT at that position at that time.
Yeah, more with Terry Fontenot talking about the other things they did in this draft coming up. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
It is NBA playoffs, guys. And as Mike said, our team is not in it, although Trey does win the assist award, which is pretty cool. He, you know, put it out there on Instagram. The trophy looks cool, by the way, if you've never seen it. It's out there. But Trey was saying this is the one I wanted the most because, again, what it says is he shares the ball. He's not selfish. And whatever those perceptions were, when you lead the league in assists, it screams that, hey, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get my guys involved, even though it didn't pan out the way we hoped in getting in the playoffs. But Anthony Edwards, Mike, is Ant-Man the best player in the NBA?
I love his energy, man. I love. I mean, look, he talks a lot of ish, but he backs it up on the floor, man. And I thought he had a really nice answer about what it would mean to beat the Lakers because now they got him on the ropes, 3-1. Talking about, like, Luka is one of the big stars in the league. LeBron is a great star, you know, at the end of his career. You know, I'm trying to find my way in this league. So yeah, he's paying respect,
yeah.
You know, to both Luka and LeBron, but also beating them and coming up with some big, big buckets, man. So that's fun to watch. The Magic kind of helped. They hang with the Celtics for a minute there. It looked like they could even the series, but too much firepower at the end from Tatum and company.